Welcome to Uriah Heep, the Magician's Podcast. I'll be covering every studio song the band has recorded and every bonus track that I can find. Each week, we'll go over a new song from the beginning to where they are currently. And as they keep adding albums, I'll keep adding shows. Let the deep dive party begin.
In the magic garden, some were singing, some were dancing.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Uriah Heep, the Magician's Podcast. I am your host, Scott Haskin, bringing you yet another episode on the Celebration album. These are all songs that the band had already written and recorded and went back in to re-record with the current lineup of the band, which at the time was on vocals, Bernie Shaw, on guitars, Mick Box, on bass, Trevor Boulder, keyboards, Phil Lanzen, and the band's current drummer, Russell Gilbrook. So lots of great talent in the band at this point. And of course, since I said I would do this today instead of yesterday, as yesterday was a longer song, knew it was going to be a longer episode, I want to let you know that there are still some editions of the Everyday Rocks box set available at the uriah-heap.com website, all done by Dave White. Great job on that stuff, Dave. There are 7 picture discs, 7 t-shirts, a wall calendar, lyric cards. It's a super cool, super amazing package. I've never seen a box set like it. I did an unboxing video of it myself, which you can find the link to on my website, which is scotthaskin.com. Click on the Uriah Heep podcast link, and it'll take you to all the things. It's actually a great link. It takes you to the link for Paul Newton's book. It takes you to Phil Lanzen's books, his artwork, like all kinds of cool stuff can be found on that page, including the Deep Dive Network. The Deep Dive Podcast Network is comprised of a bunch of shows that are very similar to this in many ways, going into one band or one project and just kind of digging into all the things that they did. We all have our own formats, but you can find everything at the Hub, the deepdivepodcastnetwork.com website. You're talking about shows like T-Bone's Prime Cuts on the Other Side, the Deep Purple Podcast, Skynyrd Reconsidered, Sabbath Bloody Podcast, In the Lap of the Pods, Hawk Binge, Maiden A to Z, Diary of the Madmen, The Ultimate Ozzy Podcast, Universally Speaking, the Red Hot Chili Peppers Podcast, the Judas Priest Cast, and the podcast Will Rock, Backtrack, Aerosmith Revisited, which I am a co-host of, Backtrack's Theme Music, North by South, So Far, So Pod, So What, the Tom Petty Project, the Seaside Review Podcast, and Volume for All, the Rock Roulette Podcast, and our newest Chaz and Greg at Regarding Lulu, which is a dive into the Lou Reed Metallica collaboration. So that is just one album. Most of the rest are band or artist podcasts. There's a couple of different formats in there. It's pretty interesting. Some are single host shows like myself. Some have multiple hosts. A lot of fun. A lot of bands covered. A lot of great stuff there. So go ahead and check out all those shows. If that's not enough for you, head over to Metallicast. My buddy Brandon does an excellent Metallica podcast over there. Also, go check out the website, gottahearemall.com, where you get researched, very well-researched information into the lives of Deep Purple and Emerson, Lake & Palmer and a bunch of other tidbits. Fantastic information over there. And last but not least, the band's manager, Ace, has his own show. It's called Louder with Ace, which you could find on Stitcher and YouTube. All the links are in the show notes, as well as down on the website. If you go again to my website, scotthaskin.com, click on the Uriah Heep podcast link and then go all the way to the bottom. The entire Deep Dive podcast network is there. Also, a shout out to Scott Lazinski for the amazing artwork that he has done on the logos for the show, the Day and the Night logos. Thank you to Cakewalk, to Podbean, to iTunes, to Apple Music, to Stitcher, all of the different outlets where you can listen to the show. Thanks to Audionamics for their instant dialogue cleaner, Isotope for their D-Click, Waves for their vocal writer, sibilants and D-Breath, and Sonatus for their compressor, which is a part of the original Cakewalk program. I don't think it's available to through the BandLab one, but it's basically just a simple compressor that I run on the dialogue track here that I'm doing right now to just kind of smooth out the volume level. Sometimes I get a little excited, as if you may or may not have known. And as I mentioned earlier, Dave White, Uriah Heep's Director of Social Media, greatly appreciate the work that he does at uriah-heep.com. You can also find the stores there, both the touring store and where you can get a lot of their music, the Everyday Rocks box set, the Celebrations set. All of that is available on that website, as well as the individual picture discs. that BMG has been releasing from the Everyday Rocks box set and beyond, which is cool. So if you have that box set and you want to continue with the picture discs that they're releasing in that series, you can get them at that website as well. He also runs mick-box.net, so go check that out for all the cool Mick Box things. And I'm sorry, I said Celebrations was the name of the other box set. It's Choices. I should know better by now, for the love of all creatures great and small, for every time I've announced it, definitely should. Also, if at the time of this airing, I think you're right, he will still not be inducted into the United States Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Ohio, as ridiculous as that is, you could help. We have a petition going. There is a link on the website and there's a link in the notes, facebook.com/heaprockhall. All one word, facebook.com/heaprockhall. And you can sign the petition there. It doesn't cost you anything to sign up and get your name on there. The more names we have, the better chance we have of inspiring somebody to make the right choice and get these guys inducted into the Hall of Fame. Lastly, I want to say thank you to everyone who has shared the show, who has written a review on iTunes or Apple Podcasts. Haven't had any as of late, but thank you guys very much for everyone who's done that. It helps get the podcast noticed and seen by other people who are either already fans or interested in being a fan of Uriah Heep. Maybe they've heard of the band and wanted to check them out, didn't know where to start. Well, you can start here, because I've gone over every damn thing they've recorded in the studio, sometimes multiple times. So that being said, let's get in today's song, probably their most well-known song, I would say, which is Easy Livin'. This is the song that now has the record of being covered the most times on the podcast. And it was really kind of by fate, because this was the first song that I had a guest host on. It also appears on the live album, and they redid it on both the Totally Driven and Celebration CD. So that's why it appears more than every other song. It's the only one that magically hit every one of those points. And so we're talking about Easy Livin'. I initially reviewed this on my review of the songs from Demons and Wizards. This would be back on January 7th of 2021. Show was just a baby back then. That was season 4. My God, that was so long ago, and yet it really wasn't. Then Dave and I covered it when we talked about the Live in 73 album. So that was just one episode on May 2nd of 2022. Then it was covered again. Oh, where'd it go? I lost it. There we go. Season 29, when I revisited all the songs, I did reviews with a co-host. I revisited as an individual host, and Easy Livin' was the first one. So that was season 29, episode 1, aired on January 10th of 2023. So not that long ago. But then, even more recently, I hit it again for the fourth time when I covered Totally Driven, and they did that that new version with basically the same lineup that we have today, except instead of Russell Gilbrook on drums, as we're going to review today, it was Lee Kerslake. I reviewed that one April 25th of 2023. And of course, today, June 6th, 2023, the final review of Easy Livin' from the Celebration album. Let's dig in. Is it my imagination or do they change the key? It sounds like it's in a different key. Really killer opening though. Different. This is actually like an introduction into the song instead of it just kicking right off like it normally does. Love what Phil's playing. That Hammond sound is fantastic. I mean, that amount of distortion pushing through it is just so gritty and intense. I absolutely love the power of the organ on this song. Mixed guitar sounds fantastic. We can hear Trevor too, just cutting through with the bass line, playing, again, non-linear stuff. He's got to be colorful, as he would be. And Russell's kit sounds fantastic, especially with the combination of guitar and that heavy, gritty organ. So, so far, this is a pretty decent sounding mix. We'll see where it goes. This is the thing I never know. You know, it really can be challenging when the backing singers are singing at the same time as the lead singer, like they do in the chorus of this song. And I have to say, this is very well mixed. I can hear Bernie on top of the backing vocals, which is what I should be able to do, but I can still hear the backing vocals, also not cutting into any of the frequencies of the instruments. This actually sounds really good. Love Bernie's passion on the song, as I'm pretty sure I said that on the last review when I did Totally Driven, which is the first time I reviewed the song with him singing on it. And it sounds really good. Nice and powerful. I love the tempo. Love the shuffle. And in fact, if you guys remember, this was the song that basically got Russell the job with Uriah Heep, because he was the one that understood how to play it as a double shuffle. It really doesn't sound like Russell's playing this as a double shuffle, though, does it? Because that second snare hit is pretty hard. I'm not really hearing the first snare hit unless he's hitting it like super light and then the second one hard to give that effect. But if that's the case, why would you play it that way? I don't know. That's really interesting. I'm not sure. But traditionally, it's been played as a double shuffle. He and I talked about it. That's how he auditioned it. But that doesn't mean they didn't change it up for this version. Wow, the vocals were great. I mean, between Bernie and the backing singers, love that that high harmony is back. Unfortunately, vocally, that was a little loud for the mix, and it kind of drowned out what everyone else was playing. I could hear Russell doing some really nice work on that beat there, really energetic and a nice updated take, I think, on the original song. That sounded really good, just out of balance in the mix again. See, that volume's not bad. Either that or there's just something about the fact that it works better in conjunction with the music than it did during the middle section. But I love it. And I can't imagine up to this point of them recording it how many times Bernie has performed this song live. Got to be in the hundreds, I would imagine. But he's singing with a great deal of passion. And this song needs a strong vocal because the music is strong. It's at an upper tempo. It's really a driving song. So he really needs to deliver it. And he absolutely 100% does. Thunderous concert ending. As the song was getting ready to end, as it normally would have, I was looking going, why do we have so much time left on this MP3? But sure enough, that was why, because they went ahead and did a full-on concert ending. That would be incredibly powerful and exciting on stage. I think they really brought it for this one. It's a great version of the song, very energetic, very passionate, especially at the end. I love what Mick was playing. The sounds that he's getting out of his guitar are just stunning. I don't know of anyone else that I could quite compare that to. Definitely blended well with the organ. Like the music mix was pretty good. It just kind of killed it a little bit with some of the vocals and that one section. But apart from that, yeah, excellent take on the song. Absolutely excellent. It held to the tradition of the original, to what you would expect, but also a modern take on it. You know, Russell took it to another level on the drums. And very, very powerful. I love the ending of it. I would totally listen to this again. Good stuff. Good stuff. So that will be our show for today. Little bit shorter of a song because it's easy living. It's under 3 minutes. It's in and out. It's a quick banger. But that's okay. You know, we love it. Obviously, this was a hugely successful song for the band. And I'm sure will continue to be as it is, now part of the history of the world, and I'm sure generations of people will enjoy this song moving forward through time. At least I hope so. You know, I think that's the thing. As artists, we all hope that what we do is really immortal. You know, I hope that 100 years from now, somebody picks up one of my albums and enjoys it, or even a single song I've released. I'm sure with the recognition of being one of the forefathers of rock and roll, I think that has a very good chance of happening with Uriah Heep and Black Sabbath. Zeppelin, Purple, I think that their music will go on maybe generations beyond our current time. At least I hope so, because I think there's so much good music to enjoy here. I would hate to think that 100 years from now, people really wouldn't understand the roots of music. I mean, we still listen to Beethoven and Bach, and, you know, why wouldn't people be listening to Uriah Heep and Led Zeppelin years from now? I can't imagine. You know, it just seems like that would be the thing. So I'm going to hold on to that hope, not just for my own music, but for all the other great bits of music that are out there and for you guys, because we want great music to listen to, you know? So today's Tuesday, tomorrow's Wednesday. I'll be off on this show. We will come back Thursday for our final episode of the Magicians Podcast. I say the final because as of now, I don't know if or when it'll come back. Now, if there are, if there's a new album from Uriah Heep, which I'm certainly hoping so, I will come back and cover that. If somebody has any information on studio recorded songs that I have not covered, please let me know. As far as I know, I have found everything and covered every single thing that I can find any history on whatsoever. So as far as I know, I got 100% of it. If I'm wrong, like I was on these two albums, please let me know and I'll come back and cover that. Also, you know, there has been talk about some promotional stuff down the road. If I do those episodes, of course, like I've said, I will post those on the socials, whether it be the Magicians Podcast Facebook page or the Magicians Podcast Instagram. The Twitter no longer exists. I killed that feed a couple months ago. Well, by now it'll be a few months ago by the time this airs, because I'm recording this in end of March. So keep an eye on there. Also on the website, the scotthaskin.com's Uriah Heep podcast page will be available there as well. So we'll see what happens. Time will tell. But as far as I know, Thursday's episode will be the last, at least for a while. Hang out, have a great day, relax, have fun. Well, maybe if you're at work, like do your job or whatever, and then go have fun. Cheers.
Thank you for joining me on this episode of Uriah Heep, the Magician's Podcast. If you have enjoyed this show, please consider going over to Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast outlet, leaving a rating or a review. Be sure to subscribe to make sure that you are notified when new episodes are available. Please be sure to share this podcast with your fellow Uriah Heep enthusiasts and anyone who you think would like Uriah Heep, which should be everyone. And if you are so inclined, please feel free to contribute to the Patreon account. And if you are not a Patreon subscriber, you can also pay through the PayPal link on the website listed in the show links below. I would also like to thank Uriah Heep for their very generous support of the show, and thank you guys for listening. We'll see you in the next episode. Happy days!